You're listening to episode 1756 of the Who Cares News for Monday, June 8th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So it's Monday. We're back at it after the weekend off.
Yes, sir.
Got some random facts for us this morning. Like, you watch Netflix, right?
I guess if someone else is watching Netflix.
Okay, they have ratings on every show. Ratings, as a matter of fact. They are not based on people's reviews.
Oh.
They are based on how much Netflix thinks you'll like the show or movie.
That sounds like the Pac-10 or something.
It's total AI. Total AI. They figure out what you're watching and who's watching it, then they put the stars up.
Okay, well, I'm glad to know that.
A little weird, though. Big Brother is Netflix. I'm just saying.
So stars have nothing to do with people.
No, it has everything to do with what they think you're going to like. Hey, goodbye. The word goodbye is actually a shortened version of the phrase, God be with you. I did not know that. There's a psychological theory called the Blue 7 phenomenon. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
The average person will say their favorite color is blue, and their favorite number is 7.
Really?
No one is exactly sure why those are so popular. Blue 7 phenomenon.
I knew the blue, didn't know the 7.
Nicolas Cage picked his last name based on a superhero called Luke Cage, who's part of the Marvel Universe. His real last name is Coppola. We knew this. His uncle is Francis Ford Coppola. And so he wanted, when he got into film, he wanted to change his name. So he's based his last name on Luke Cage, the Marvel.
Never heard of Luke Cage, but character.
Oh, well, no, he's part of the, he's part
of the. I'm sure there'll be a movie.
Netflix series, as a matter of fact, about Luke Cage here not too long ago. It's time. I don't know how that tied in. That was a happy accident. It's time for the Who Cares News for this Monday.
Well, first off, you know what? Big Mike asked a question overnight that I've never thought about before.
What was that?
If you could be anybody for 24 hours, alive or dead, who would you be?
Oh, man.
I know.
Oh, man. I'd have to think about that. Do you have an answer?
No.
Me either.
I don't, but I thought, wow.
I mean, part of me wants to be like a robber baron, rich tycoon with all the money and the spoils of the world. And the other part of me wants to be a banker who's corrupt and has all the money and spoils of the world.
Or some cowboy or...
No, they don't have any money. I would be Halle Berry's boy toy. Ta-da! There you go.
Got
the bit out of the way early. All right, time for the news. What's going on?
That Downton Abbey jazz is still happening today in Buckingham Palace. First off, we expect that the Queen and her family still have servants and butlers and housemaids, cooks and footmen.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
But one wouldn't think that the Queen's dogs get the royal treatment.
I don't know. I would think they get the royal treatment.
If you think they don't, you'd be wrong.
Pretty sure they don't open a can of Little Caesar and give it to them. I don't think.
Well, Little Caesar's would be a pizza. So Caesar's dog food is in the can.
I don't even know if they would give them the dog food or the pizza. I don't think that's good enough for the royal dogs.
No. Oh, no, no. The Queen's prize corgis have it much better than the rest of us.
Maybe that's who we'd be. We should be the dogs.
We'd be a corgi. Queen's corgis.
There you go.
They have their own chef.
Oh, my God.
Their own footman.
Oh, my God.
Not one.
No.
But two. Doggy one and doggy two. That's what they call them.
Oh, my God. I'm reminded of the dining room scenes in Downton Abbey where the footmen hold the tray for the royals to get their own food off the tray. In olden times, I think they served them and put the food on their plate in front of them. But in Downton Abbey times, which were the modern times of the 1900s, they would hold the tray and let the royal grab their own whatever from the tray.
Yes.
So, I mean, the doggies don't have thumbs, so they don't get to do that, is my point.
Well,
I don't know where I was going with that, but what the hell? I mean, I thought it made sense. I don't know.
According to a former chef for the pups, their elaborate menu included rabbit, chicken, liver, beef, cabbage, and rice, and delivered by doggy and one doggy two. to the queen herself, who would often feed them herself.
Well, she's got time for that. I mean, she's not that busy. I mean, you know, her busy days are behind her.
She's
had a long and interesting life. Pretty sure Charles is like, mummy, I'm 71. I'm ready to start my new job any day now.
Tapping at the wrist.
I only have so much time left, too. Oh, my God. You know what, though? Prince Philip's going to be 99 this week. 99. Can you believe that? It's crazy. Doggy 1 and Doggy 2.
Doggy 1,
I wonder
Doggy
if they
two.
Have special little red outfits. And watch too much Downton Abbey.
Wonder what the other footmen think of them.
I doubt there's a Thomas Barrow. I doubt there's
I don't know.
An Andy or an Archie.
I don't know. Or
Mr. Mosley.
I don't know. Might be. All right, so we've been talking about Lea Michele and her now famous Mean Girl status. Hey, you know who's probably happy about this?
Who?
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah, she's taking the attention away from Anne Hathaway being a bitch. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay.
Anne Hathaway is actually supposedly pretty nice.
I would think Anne Hathaway doesn't give a rat's behind.
No, but now she's not the most
about what
person
people think of her. No, that's true. Isn't she like had two kids now? She popped out a couple. Okay.
Anyway.
I mean, she's not getting many acting gigs. She gets voice gigs. See, this is the deal.
Who, Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, with actresses. Because we know, you know what? Humankind not kind to women over a certain age.
Right.
Period. End of discussion.
She's still pretty, though.
She's gorgeous. But the thing is that she's like, it's like Sandra Bullock. It's like, yeah, we're done with her. So now they can do voice work and never be seen and hope that one day they'll get a good TV series like Mandy Moore did. So I'm just saying.
Okay. So anyway, back to Lea Michele.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, who cares?
So sources. That's kind of what people are saying.
That's kind of why we do this.
Sources close to the Glee diva. They say she's distraught now and she's crying because she didn't realize so many people were affected by her treatment of them.
Really?
Really.
Once a diva. Oh, my God.
So she's also 7 months pregnant, which, you know, all these stress things aren't good for the baby. We're not too sure how much is hormones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if she's being mean to people all her life, why would she care now?
I think she's never been called out for it. Yeah, I think that's the big thing. I think she's like, how dare you? You know, because if she wasn't pregnant, she'd just be mad.
Yes.
She'd just be mad. Instead, she's upset and distraught. So there you go.
So if she actually plans on making amends, man, that's a list.
Oh, she's not going to make amends. Are you kidding? She's not going to make amends. Party's over for Lea Michele. That's when she should be crying.
That's a list that started when she was 12.
That's when she should be crying, is that the party's over. All right.
All right.
And this party's over, too, at least for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a good one, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.